My name is Melena West, and today's date is March 9, 2021. Today, we will discuss the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. We are in San Antonio, Texas, and I am interviewing
Ariel Benjamin.
All right, so let's get started. May I ask how old you are and when is your birthday?
I am 22 years old, and I was born in the year 1998.
And where are you from?
I am a military brat, so I don't consider myself from anywhere.
When and how did you first hear about the virus?
I heard about it at my job through my coworkers in 2020, the week before spring break.
Can you explain how has the virus affected you or your family and friends?
It has affected me in a sense that I don't have to make an excuse anymore to stay at home. It's definitely helping with that. But regarding my family, it has hindered them more because of their jobs and not being able to go to work as freely as they wanted to. But for me personally, it's not much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so your daily or weekly routine isn't any different from like shopping for groceries or spending time with family?
Not necessarily. I still spend that time with my family whenever I feel the need. And then regarding shopping, I just order delivery instead at this point.
Yes. Are you working at the moment?
I am.
What do you do at this job?
I am a student worker at the Office of Military Affairs at Texas A&M San Antonio, and I assist students with using their military benefits for their schooling.
Awesome. And due to the pandemic, are you able to work from home?
I am. However, I choose not to.
And why is that?
It is a lot more difficult to work from home with my job because of the fact that we work with files, and I can't take those files with me, so it makes working from home difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. How has adapting to the virus affected your school or work responsibilities?
Regarding school, since it's mainly all online at this point, the assignments are still due, same dates, everything like that. It's just less interaction in person with the professor, which I can see could be difficult for others. However, it's not that bad for me. I'm kind of used to that. Regarding work, it has completely stopped all of my one-to-one interaction with students. However, since we still have the availability of speaking to them over the phone or emailing them, we still have that contact that can keep us with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you know anyone that has been infected with the virus?
I have personally been infected with the virus.
And what was your experience with having the virus?
It was not too bad. I was overall asymptomatic, but I did have just a stuffy nose for about a week and a half. The only difference was is that I did get to stay inside for 2 weeks and watch as much TV as I wanted to.
Awesome, yeah. So when you were hit with the February's winter storm, did you think about the virus?
I did. I hoped that it would decline during that time period. However, it did make sense that there was really no change because of the fact that people now had to go to the stores for emergency supplies, groceries, all that type of stuff. So there were still more people being outside. Even though they're keeping their 6 feet and mask, it was more of a risk to catch COVID.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to tell future generations about this pandemic?
It has been a long time. This year has been extremely long, and hopefully it's over soon. During the time period, though, I haven't personally felt a big change in my life. However, it is a change, and it wasn't necessary for it to happen. So,
yes. Okay, well, thank you for this meeting.
Thank you.